The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Common sense?
Hey y'all, Val the producer here again. The chicks are out this week, but here's 6 minutes of them goofing around to tide you over till next week. Enjoy.
The movie Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
Remember how awesome that movie
was? Oh my God, where are the white women at?
We're right here.
Right, I mean, it was the best.
Yeah, we're right here. And we're called racist all the time now just because we're white.
Yeah.
Right? That movie was so great. You could never make that movie today.
And I don't blame employers who are male employers for not wanting to hire women. Mm-hmm. Why deal with all the trouble?
Yeah.
Right?
I totally agree. Because if you have a man or a woman walk in the door and they have the same credentials, and that woman, if she reeks of feminism...
Because there's a smell. There's a scent.
Yeah. You can smell that a mile away.
It smells like patchouli. Yeah,
totally does. It's got Birkenstocks on.
Oh,
peanut
my God.
Butter sandwiches are racist because like a Mexican kid may not have peanut butter sandwiches in their neighborhood. Or, you know, there may be other kids of different ethnicities that may not have peanut butter sandwiches. So we can't serve peanut butter sandwiches. Peanut butter sandwiches are racist. Because white, that's a white kid sandwich.
And bring exactly. Dudes back.
Yeah, hashtag bring dudes back. Bring the balls back.
That's right.
That's what we want. I love the fact that my husband doesn't know what taupe is. You know? Right? I mean, seriously, he thinks it's pink. And to this day, I haven't corrected him.
Now there's a whole new world of consent. And I mean a whole new world. Like, it is no longer a guy makes a move and the girl's job is to either allow it or to brush it off, mm-hmm. or to say no. Now you got to have like apps. You got to have signed, notarized consent forms.
Like in triplicate. And your lawyer has to be part of it. And like, he's got to have a lawyer. And you know, when 14-year-olds start having lawyers, I don't know what's going on. And Mock usually takes her top off.
I mean, Only for money, though.
I'm not, yeah. She really believes in this whole prostitution thing. I may be kidding. I don't know.
Yeah, she's kidding. Is Mock and Daisy... I don't want anybody else.
When I think about you, I touch my face.
So this whole quarantine thing kind of drives me crazy because I got to be doing stuff. And if I run out of closets to clean, there's going to be hell.
Come clean mine.
It's going to be out of control. Yeah. Just remember who we are. We're not everybody else. We're not every other country. We're America, man. We're America. Do you remember when we were growing up, it was the guy in the white van? Everybody was afraid of the people in the vans.
Yeah. And, offering you candy.
Yeah.
Offering you ice cream.
And that
or whatever.
Was like the scariest thing imaginable. And now the guys in the white vans are everywhere online.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, let's let all the criminals out because we don't want them getting coronavirus. We can't have them getting sick, you guys. Let's let all the criminals out. But then we're going to have your neighbor tattle on you if there's like, you know, if they think you're doing something wrong and we'll arrest you.
Snitch on your neighbors. Don't disagree with your government. I don't know how much more China we can get than
that. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Listen, karma's real. Karma's a real thing. It may take a day. It may take 5 days. It may take 5 years. It may take a lifetime. We may never see it. It may be something that happens with that person in the next, like, they may have to answer to God, you know? This whole, like, women should empower women. Yeah, we just...
Well, it's kind of like the chicks that come to our site and they're like, I can't believe you call yourselves chicks. That's so demeaning.
Yeah. 9 times to take photos of your children.
Because you don't know that just naturally.
They're telling you when
you
to take...
You need to be told. The mothers with their toddlers dancing in the fields of flowers. And then you're like, crap, I suck.
Yeah, because I don't have fields of flowers.
I don't have fields of flowers.
And I don't look like that. I remember buying a couple books, but I've never read them.
Like actual parenting
yeah,
books?
Yeah, parenting
yeah,
books.
I don't have
those. Because I thought, oh my gosh, I really want to be a great parent. Listen, my whole name just sucks, all right? It's like I'm totally okay with it. You have to have a good sense of humor about it. It's fine. There is a difference, man. There is a difference between men and women. There's just a difference. And there's this...
bigot.
I thought you were going to say, you bitch. The present day feminist is always talking about like how they are relying upon some sugar daddy government.
Think about that. Yeah. Life actually sucks sometimes.
Exactly.
And you have to be able to deal with it. And in your case, especially, Chase, you need to man up.
Their conscious uncoupling journey.
Oh, that's a phrase I don't ever want to hear again either.
Yeah.
conscious uncoupling. Shut up, Gwyneth Paltrow.
You're getting a divorce because you don't like the guy.
I'm sure somebody is bothered by the phrase hibbity jibbity.
I'm sure somebody hates the phrase hibbity jibbity. I'm sure they hate that. It's like they'd much prefer have relations of a sexual nature.
Or just get it on.
Oh, you want a haircut because I won't open the salons here? Well, you just need to YouTube how to give yourself a haircut or put your hair in a ponytail.
Just YouTube it and then go make a casserole.
So we can't have a Starbucks cup. Yeah. You can't have a Yeti. Uh-uh. Apparently, if you're not holding white styrofoam,
you stand for nothing. Right. You're just a dirty whore who is unpatriotic. But we should care about each other because we're all in this country together helping each other out. And isn't that the way it should be?
All right, guys, that was it for this week. But like always, make sure to keep in touch and let us know what you want to hear the chicks talk about next. You can find them on Twitter and Instagram at chicksonright, at facebook.com/chicksontheright, or chicksontheright.com. And don't forget to tune in next week to hear Mock and Daisy talk about all the things.